Good afternoon, everyone. You're in the Secular Foxhole with Martin and Blair today. Martin, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing there?
We're doing well. We're doing well here in Connecticut. Beautiful, stunningly sunny day. And today we're just going to do a quick show on some show updates and website news and a quick news sandwich. Martin, I guess I'll kick it off with you. You wanted to... For those of you familiar with objectivism, you know that Ayn Rand wrote of something she called Attila and the Witch Doctor. Attila meaning brute force and the Witch Doctor meaning mysticism. And Martin has a correlation with that. So Martin, why don't you jump in and talk about that?
Yeah, so again, we will include that in the show notes and I will reread that essay.
You know, true, good idea.
Advise listeners to do that and come with input, because it's very relevant now. So now with the witch doctors, and in this case is the Russian Orthodox Church, is helping, giving so-called moral support for the force, for the military and for Putin as a dictator. And so they are doing now masses, they are giving him the holy sign, so to speak, and also saying this is tradition, this has to do with the Russian motherland, we are one collective tribe, etc., etc. And they're talking about the history back in the day. So they're really giving so-called moral support then for the forces, armed forces for Putin, everything what he's doing. So that's scary. Of course, it have splitted the church also, others that are not liking this. But they can't come up with any rational arguments, I think, because it's based on this witch doctor. So Attila is now running with the witch doctor. So they are doing together now. So we'll include in the show notes a link to Sky News about how it's splitting the church, but what we're doing in Russia. And also talking that they have a radio station and TV station and so on, and doing this mass and live from the church, and also doing it very in a propaganda way. But also include a link saying that the real reason for Russian Orthodox Church in the foreign policies, that also clamping down on individuals that are not living their life according to the church. So, for example, if you're gay or whatnot and so on. So that they are really doing also. And that you have seen in other parts around Russia, like Chechnya and so on. And then also the long and holy war behind Putin's political war in Ukraine. And that's from the New Yorker. And also I will also include Deutsche Welle talking about the role of Orthodox churches. So there you will have something to chew and digest and think about faith and force and what's happening when the witch doctor is joining forces with Attila. Of course, they will lose the battle, both, so-called intellectual, but also with the forces. So then maybe that could be a positive sandwich in the future, that people would leave the Orthodox Church, the Russian Orthodox Church, and find the light somewhere else, right?
Yes, I agree. I know the Ukrainians are giving the Russian forces everything they can and holding them back, although obviously they can't do much with the bombs and so on. But as far as the soldiers, I think they've driven a lot of them out of the Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken.
So maybe that could be something that you could bomb when taking an airplane with this essay. And translate it in different languages, right?
Yes, that's drop those leaflets, yep. So to speak. All right, well, that's one good thing, I guess. She was always very prescient about these things. Mm-hmm. Another piece of bad news, I believe it was yesterday here in the United States. The Biden administration has created a Department of Misinformation, headed by some creature named Nina Jankowicz, apparently a Biden, somehow associated with the Biden administration until now, but now she is the head of the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board. Mm. And that story, which I have from the New York Post, will be included in the show notes with the headline, Biden's, quote, disinformation, unquote, czar is the latest assault on free speech. And it's a fairly long article, so that'll be included in the show notes. And I wanted to, that's especially important because next month I plan to interview Stephen Feldstein, the author of the book, The Rise of Digital Repression, where he does a worldwide survey of how governments are using social media and AI and other tools and tactics to suppress their citizenry. And he also, in that book, he also gives pointers to the citizenry on how to combat some of these things. So that'll be a lively and current discussion, which I hope to have next month in May with Stephen Feldstein. And then as far as the show itself, we're going to, as of next week, this will be official. The show will actually have its own website on Podpage. Mm-hmm. We've probably given out the address before, but let's wait on that until it's actually up.
Yep.
And then we can do another quick show early next month or in the middle of next month to announce that. And so that's going to be a big step forward.
Yep.
And what else? And I'm going to rewrite the show's bio, tweak it a bit. We originally just were going to talk about the separation of religion / church and state, but we want to expand that to basically the separation of state with most everything. Although obviously we're not anarchists, we favor limited government. And
what we see now, what the so-called complicated situation, but private enterprises joining the forces with the state and the big brother and doing all these kind of special deals and behind the scenes.
And we could
defend ourselves. So all the examples we talked about, this holy war that they have now in Russia, then we could use forces defending that. And also because now it's so integrated, so that could you use in your favor also. So that's interesting to see how it plans out.
True enough.
And then, of course, that's the division of labor. So you have to, this is like the cyber warfare and how you could defend yourself. But also what you talked about, this disinformation. I mean, hopefully we will not end up there. But if you want to support our show and spreading the good word about it, that will be even easier and more important in the future when we see what's playing out here.
Right.
So that was something that I wanted to talk about also, is podcasting 2.0 and new podcast apps and based on the value for value model. And it's happening things there in this field that's pretty interesting. So do you want to hear about that, Blair?
I hope a lot of people will want to hear about that. So, and let's while we're at it, let's give a shout out to Adam Curry. I heard him called the Pod Father.
Yeah.
Of this 2.0 movement, and so we appreciate everything he has done and is doing along with his partners.
Yeah, Dave Jones, for example.
Right, in this great movement for freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And what else do we have? What else do I have on my notes here quickly? I just want to touch on this Governor Ron DeSantis and the Disney debacle, if you will. That's what I think of it as.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, corporations have free speech rights.
Yeah.
Even though Disney in this case is horribly, horribly wrong, they still have the right to say that.
Yep.
And DeSantis has gone after them, I guess, in retaliation.
In what way?
He is
blocking the entrance for the what he's doing.
Well, here's something that has to be delved in a little bit further. Apparently, the state of Florida has over 1,800 of what they call special districts or special provinces, and Disney happens to be one of them, where they are self-governing. And so they have stripped Disney of that, quote, right to self-govern, and without thinking of the consequences, naturally, So that was that going to mean billions of dollars will be hoisted on the Florida taxpayers? Things like that. So, but you know, this is, I guess this is the new rights.
So where could Disney move to? We have talked about others moving from California to, for example, Florida or Texas. But if you're starting getting this, and we have that talking about religion and, for example, elements that are against the woman's right to abortion, for example.
Right.
And that had been in Texas, but you wonder what's going on then maybe in Florida and so on. Also. So where is the next place, next state to go to then? This is starting happening in like Florida.
If I had the answer, I'd already be there, Martin.
Yeah. Okay. But this we really have to follow along because I understand what Disney has starting to become really so-called woke then and all not family entertainment anymore maybe.
It's true.
But it's, again, their choice. And I think they will lose in the long run if they continue with this. And alternatives could, you know, start up. I know it was, and no, I don't remember so-called the forces behind it, but it's some more like, you know, Republican or conservative.
Yeah, channel. Ben Shapiro and I think the Daily Show or something.
Yeah, yeah. They are doing it, the Daily Wire and so on. And they are free to do that.
They certainly are. That. And, however, but, you know, we would not endorse that because no. It'll be religion-based.
Yep.
But they are certainly free to do that.
Yep.
But what else? That's about all I have.
Then I will talk a little bit about Podcasting 2.0 and you did a show.
And Satoshis.
And two Satoshis. And the so-called new podcast apps. Again, we should, you know, promote our own app. We are paying for it. And we're
that's true.
And so you could go to Apple App Store and search for the Circular Foxhole or Google Play and search for that. And we have been talking to the guy, you know, behind that, the mobile app. And I said, look into his Podcasting 2.0 and then we'll see what he could do. But I really see what's happening now. And one app that's doing great strides here and development is the Fountain app. And it's pretty funny when we have, you know, the Fountain Head and so on. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned that to him in my email, Oscar, or if it was Nick. So the Fountain app is starting that you could, as you said, streaming Satoshis. And a Satoshi is a tiny part of a Bitcoin. So if you take like one Bitcoin and then divide it 100 million times or something like that.
Then yeah, I think it's that much, yeah.
And that's the whole thing. It's really micro payments or even nano payments or what you could say. And this, if it in the future, and it will happen, but then it will... as easy as, you know, sending buy me a coffee or sending a PayPal or what is called that you use the Square or something like that, then it's coming. But it's a learning curve and it's some hurdles. But Fountain is really doing that it will be easier both for fellow podcasters and the listeners to support according to value for value, what you like, how much do you want to send. So you could send by a boost saying that now Blair said something funny or interesting, so now I want to send something. Or you could say that every minute I want to send as much as this Satoshi. So the first step then is to get a wallet. They recommended, it's others there out there, but Blue Wallet is working around the globe, I think.
Okay.
And then you take that and move it so-called over by a so-called address to your wallet at the Fountain. And then you could start following podcasts that have this lightning symbol, that it has this lightning network. It's like a layer over this Bitcoin thing. And then you could start streaming. So it is a couple of steps, but they really, and they want, you could almost say like a gamification. So the users and the listeners could also get Satoshis because you get like an identity or an ID or username. So I have Lyceum. So, hello, Mr. Beagley. He was amazed about, you know, my email address, lyceum@gmail.
Right, so, I remember that,
So now I have that at Fountain. So you could send Lightning and Satoshi directly to my so-called email address at Fountain. And you also have a share link that you could share to your friends and other listeners and other podcasters. So they really want to get this going, get easier for so-called average Joe.
So all right. Speak. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
So I did a little support there that I subscribed to their premium feature. So I will support the development of our app and also getting lower fees or no fees for these transactions that you are doing. And also, you know, that you have a bit of say of development and supporting a good cause here. And also for this, because it is a freedom of expression thing in the long run.
Right.
I also have bought a T-shirt where they're saying "Boost," because that's you said Adam. So Adam and Dave, they have a podcast called Podcasting 2.0,
right?
And it's like their board meeting. So there they're talking very openly and transparent what's going on, and it is like Dave and one called Mr. Cridlin in England, I think, that's deciding what's going on. But they want everyone in part of it. But it's moving, it's happening. So they are creating a new podcast standard, what you could do with the RSS thing with, in different ways, and how you now could support freedom of expression and indie podcasters. And what Fountain is doing is that you could also then support and exchange value for value with other users of the app. Mm-hmm. So please go, and we have that in the show notes also, a call to action. So download the Fountain app also and check it out. And please tell us when you have done that, so then we could having some exchange. So that's with that.
All right. Well, that's let's call it a wrap.
Yeah. And before we're doing that, I will say also that we had this, you know, happy moment about the stats. And
it was something
that happened with not with Captivate, but it was something, some server. Maybe it was, you know, Ministry of so-called Misinformation that followed us, to joke, got a hiccup. So we saw a happy number there with downloads. So that was not maybe 100% correct. But the trend is our friend. So our month is going well. So we are not at 400 yet for this month, but we are getting there. And we see new downloads and for older episodes and so on. So that's an indication that we get new listeners.
Great.
And with this, you know, updating the program declaration of our podcast and also word of mouth marketing, we'll probably see more things going on in the future.
All right. Very nice. Yes, I appreciate Captivate very much.
Yeah.
And how they keep us informed. All right, my friend, you know, thanks again for setting this up.
Yeah.
Thanks. And we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, we'll do that. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.